This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission to enforce Code of Conduct from January 17th for House of Representatives elections. Nepal's foreign exchange reserves exceed 2.86 trillion rupees. And leader Trump says US needs to own Greenland to prevent Russia and China from taking it. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has completed preparations to enforce the Election Code of Conduct from the 17th of January to ensure free and dignified House of Representatives elections. The Election Commission briefed Prime Minister Susila Kharki yesterday about preparations for the election schedule for the 5th of March. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari informed the Prime Minister about progress in election management, including printing of materials and human resource arrangements. The Code of Conduct outlines permitted and prohibited activities for government and non-government bodies, political parties and other stakeholders. The Commission stressed that effective implementation will require strong cooperation from the government and concerned stakeholders. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has intensified efforts to control the spread of fake news and misinformation on social media platforms ahead of the House of Representatives elections. At a news conference yesterday, Election Commission officials said the Commission is closely monitoring social networking sites to prevent the circulation of misleading information, fake content, and other negative activities that could influence the election process. Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Patarai said the Commission will keep a close watch on fake news, hate speech, deep fakes, fake accounts, and defamatory content. Nepal's total foreign exchange reserves have reached over 2.86 trillion rupees, according to Nepal Rashtra Bank's five-month report of the current fiscal year. The reserves rose by 18.7% from 2.41 trillion rupees in mid-July to 2.86 trillion rupees by mid-December. Indian currency amounts for 22.2% of the total reserves. Based on current imports, the reserves are sufficient to cover 21.7 months of goods imports and 18.2 months of goods and services imports. The Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection has announced stricter enforcement of the sale and distribution of plastic and plastic-related products. The department conducted simultaneous inspection at 19 plastic industries and shops and directed them not to sell or distribute plastic bags thinner than 40 microns. In addition, the department also issued other corrective instructions. The second meeting of the Central Committee of the CPNUML has started in Lalitpur. The meeting, the second since the party's 11th National Congress, will hear Chair K.P. Sharma Oli's address, current political developments, the party's role and preparations for the general election. Central member Surya Thapa said key agenda items include amending party bylaws, reviewing the income and expenditure of the General Congress, and approving decisions from recent secretariat meetings. Around 9,000 units of driving license have been printed in the Security Printing Center in Panoti Municipality 5 in Kabripalanchuk during 2 months. The Department of Transport Management informed that total 8,983 units of license have been printed since the beginning of printing in the center last November. License printing, which was disrupted after vandalism in the department's mass printer during the Genji uprising, has resumed from the center. Former President of the Federation of Nepali Journalists and Democratic Leader Homnath Dahal passed away last night at the age of 84. Family sources said Dahal died at Bir Hospital while undergoing treatment after suffering a heart attack. Dahal had also served as Minister for Agriculture, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation and was a former central member of the Nepali Congress. Following his death, today's events under the Special General Convention of the Nepali Congress have been postponed. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the United States needs to own Greenland to prevent Russia and China from gaining influence there. According to the BBC, speaking to reporters on Friday, Trump said countries must have ownership to defend territory, adding that the U.S. would have to defend Greenland. He warned that Washington could He warned that Washington could pursue the move either the easy way or the hard. The White House had said the administration is considering buying the semi-autonomous Danish territory and has not ruled out annexation by force. Denmark and Greenland have rejected the idea, saying the territory is not for sale. Denmark has warned that any military action would end the transatlantic defense alliance. Trump has repeatedly claimed that Greenland is vital to U.S. national security, alleging that Russian Chinese ships are present in the area. The U.S. already has more than 100 troops stationed at its Pituffik base in northwest Greenland, and under existing agreements with Denmark can deploy additional forces if needed. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has described the anti-government protests as troublemakers, saying they were acting to please U.S. President Donald Trump. According to the BBC, Iran has also sent a letter to the United Nations Security Council accusing the U.S. of turning the protests into violent and subversive acts and widespread vandalism. U.S. President Trump, meanwhile, said Iran was in serious trouble. The protests, now in their 13th day, began over economic issues and have grown into the largest in years, with some demonstrators calling for an end to the Islamic Republic and others urging the restoration of the monarchy. Human rights groups say at least 48 protesters and 14 security personnel have been killed. A nationwide internet blackout remains in place. In a televised address, Khamenei said the Islamic Republic was founded through the sacrifice of hundreds of thousands of people and would not back down. Later, he warned that the state would take firm action against what he called destructive elements. The death toll from a landfill collapse in central Philippines has risen to 4 on Saturday. A rescue efforts continue for dozens still missing. According to Reuters news agency, the Binaliu landfill in Cebu City collapsed on Thursday, with 110 workers on site. Several structures and facilities inside the landfill were damaged. Authorities confirmed detecting signs of life in certain areas, prompting careful evacuation and the use of a 50-ton crane. As of Friday, 36 people were reported missing. Families of the missing remain hopeful for their rescue. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast partly cloudy weather in Kushi, Madis, Bagmati and Gondagi provinces, and mainly fair weather in the remaining hilly and mountainous regions. Fog and mist are gradually clearing in most parts of the Tarai region afternoon. There is a partial influence of westerly winds across the country, along with the low-pressure system developing over the southwest Bay of Bengal. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission to enforce code of conduct from January 17th for House of Representatives elections. Nepal's foreign exchange reserves exceed 2.86 trillion rupees. And leader Trump says U.S. needs to own Greenland to prevent Russia and China from taking it. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.